You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zemke.
Oh, howdy, Doc.
Ni hao, ni hao.
Oh, hi, welcome to the studio. Welcome
Thank
to
you.
The, welcome to the show.
Thank you. You're peppy today. You not go to bed at all?
But not really. What are we talking about?
We're talking about a musical instrument.
I'm just excited. We're talking about musical instruments. We're talking about music. It's my favorite topic.
Music.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it's a good topic.
We think we know music, but we've barely scratched the surface.
Well, you know, when you love it, it's good to nerd out on it. So I want everyone to sit down on a chair and spread your legs.
Yep.
And we're doing the cello.
Oh, good segue.
You know, it's just sitting there, kind of nestled between your legs, and you're holding it.
Like a big awkward lover.
It's kind of a beautiful, it's quite an intimate looking relationship when someone plays a cello. So,
well, also because it's down on that low res.
Oh, we're gonna hear it. It's definitely got a beautiful sound. So it's from the violin.
You're right though. It's a soft porn straight away.
Well, you know the curves. You know the shape of it. You know.
I think though it's the cradling and the leg spread and the tone.
Yeah, because that's the only
for
one
me you, anyway. Yeah, you know that's what,
yeah. Well, that's the only one you play that way, right? Because it's from the violin family, so the violin is the highest in tone, and that's played on your shoulder. And then the viola, which can be played on the lap or shoulder.
Lap. I don't know if I've ever seen a viola played on. Yeah. I suppose so.
And then the lowest one is the bass, which you have to stand because it's so big. But yeah, so the cello is the one that gets that sort of enveloped, you know, almost smothering.
Yeah. It's like you basically need to buy another seat on the plane, don't you? If you're taking your cello.
Oh, hell yeah. Oh, it's worth it. They cost hundreds of thousands of dollars.
It looks like someone's carrying a body on their back if they've got like a cello case, you know. It's like, maybe I'll a small body.
So anyway, so it's a classical instrument, obviously.
Yeah.
But, you know, we use it in pop and it has some amazing dimensions and sound.
Now the bow. We've got the bow. But cello would be nothing without the bow, would it?
That's right. So it's played either with a bow or plucked, and the bow is made of horsehair.
Yeah.
But don't be grossed out because I don't think they have to die.
Mm. You just get a haircut,
just
right?
Excuse me. Bye!
And is it still horsehair?
A particular type of horse?
I think it must be still horsehair because they're still very expensive.
A Clydesdale, an Arabian? What is it? What are you talking about?
I don't know. You can probably get different kinds.
And there must be a standard. You can't have different orchestras having different.
Well, it's probably the tail, right? The tail is longer enough for the bow. But
I don't know. This is a bit that grows.
And that's what you get that rasp, that's slightly raspy, you know, when it draws across it. Because it's like, you know, like hundreds of hairs, and it goes, you know.
So if it were acrylic, it'd be too clean a sound.
Yeah, yeah. It's a beautiful sound. It's a very, very nice. I don't know why. It's very melancholic.
I imagine when they were creating it, whoever it was many years ago that built them, and you know, before they settled on the cello we know today, but some of them sounded awful.
You're
using a piece of flax or something.
Well, all these stringed instruments, you know, are all related and they've all evolved. But I think cello's neat because I think a lot of people thought it was a background sort of just in the orchestra. You know, it's not the violin. Violin's the star, you know, the golden child. But, no, it does sound great solo on its own as well. And I think it adds, you know, a special flavor, you know, when you pop it in there. So what are we going to listen to first? What do we got?
I'm just going to jump in here while you decide and say that the hair on a bow comes from the tails of horses in really cold climates, such as Siberia, Mongolia, and Canada, because they produce hair that's thicker.
The Mongolian horse.
This could be the reason to save the Kaimanawa horse.
Oh. Yeah, yeah, it could be New Zealand's
cold
next big export.
It's cold, not the
tail hairs.
That plateau there, you know.
Yeah, yeah. So yeah. I was right, it's the tail. So let's have a listen to horsetail hairs being stretched across.
I love that. I'll tell you what, I think I find it really sexy the way that you pull those horse hairs across those tightly bound springs. Yeah. I think because the strings are springs, aren't they, essentially?
Yeah.
Is that right?
They've got sort of coating on the outside. Yeah, but some are metal. You can have metal.
It's sort of a round bass string.
Yeah. But they can have a coating. Okay, so let's listen to Lou Reed.
Oh, sorry, what's happening? Oh, there you go.
Trying to see if that's one here, if that's one person playing or two.
Two.
Oh, you know it?
I can just tell.
Oh. Because you can't get two notes going at one time. You know,
right.
if you. Strings and they kind of curve around, you know, there's one, you know, kind of make a slight arc so you can't
they
hit
undulate.
Two at once.
No, the arc is a bit of a word.
So you can hear, yeah, he's doing just little short hits there, but occasionally he draws it across.
A 64 smile smiled in dismay. She took out 420s cause she liked brown figures. Everybody's free for a day. Oh, babe, I'm on fire and you know I admire your body. Why don't we slip away? Oh,
it's almost, it almost sounds like it's got, it's the bridge between, like something, it's leading up to something, yeah? It's sort of taking
an anticipation? Yeah.
Anticipation, yeah.
Come on, let's slip away.
You're waiting for the drop.
Pumping muscle, call out the National Guard. She creamed in her jeans as he picked up her knees from off of the
floor. I can only take so much of the cello. That's what I'm saying. I need to go somewhere else. It's a beautiful sounding instrument.
Well,
but
yeah, they're using kind of drone-ish, ostinato-ish. Yeah. You can get leads. Yo-Yo Ma playing it on the Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon soundtrack.
Oh, I'm sure.
Sort
yes,
of
I'm
mixed
sure.
With the sort of Asian sounding is great. But what I find interesting is because in some ways I feel like rock frames itself as anti-classical, right? Roll over Beethoven, tell Tchaikovsky the new, you know. But
plus, a lot of people that play rock music hardly know how to play music, and it's like some of the best music comes from that. Yeah, you know?
And so it's supposed to be that way, right? Yeah, it's the anti-classical because you know you don't have to have training, you don't have to be wealthy, you don't have to, you know, and anyone can pick it up. So it is interesting to me when artists, you know, I mean, sort of starting with the Beatles, Eleanor Rigby using the cello and stuff, that bring it back in and play with it and use it. I think part of it is, you know, just playing with new sounds, but it also can lend a credibility that rock music can be as complex and big and creating, you know, in-depth feelings like anticipation, you know, as classical, that it can sort of still keep that rebellious thing, but also play with classical sounds, which, you know, that's for you to judge. Is it working? Is it not working? Now, this next artist we got to play. Had you heard of him before, Arthur Russell?
I love Arthur Russell.
Wow, I didn't really know him. Did you know him? Wow, what an interesting dude.
Very odd, interesting dude, yeah.
Yeah, and apparently big in the disco scene as well.
Massive in the disco scene.
Yeah.
Important in the disco scene.
Yeah.
He essentially was what James Murphy wants to be from LCD Sound System.
Yeah, and could produce other people's work, but also just who he was hanging out with,
yes.
I guess.
Yeah, in the
and
scene.
Who he worked with and who he...
But he was a cello player.
Yeah.
And he did this weird cello music as well. Very interesting what he was trying to do with it. And sadly died of AIDS in 92, which was part of the scene too. That disco scene was just right in there. So it just, the tragedy almost sort of lends this credibility, like a Jimi Hendrix, you know, like you got to die of rock and roll. Ooh, any relationship with Allen Ginsberg too? It's even more legit.
It's right in there with all the cool guys.
So is this just okay? Right, okay.
So we got Arthur Russell.
His cello stuff always sounds quite
stormy. He sings like a cello.
Yeah, he does.
Well, yeah, you're right. The cello is in that, you know, it's not the bass and it's not the violin. It's in that sort of mid-tone that low women can sing and sort of medium to high men can sing. That. Well, it's a tenor, right? You got the bass, tenor, alto, soprano. And so, yeah, it's a nice, really nice range, sort of under the melody, but not the bass.
So some of his stuff ends up being kind of like a very dark shoegaze, a stormy kind of all on the same tone.
Because this is cello only, right? We're not, yeah, it's not even. So he's like jamming by himself, creating pop music. And he's pulling out some of the low open string notes, and then, oh yeah, now drawing it across.
How long does it take one to, does it take for one to become proficient in the cello?
Oh, I think it would take years. Absolutely, absolutely.
I bet it's a bit where those early years are trying, aren't they?
I mean, little kids sometimes will probably start with violin, and they have those violin classes for really, really little kids that the Japanese, the Yamaha system. And so, you know, that will possibly be how some people introduce, and then later you choose cello, you know, because either your school orchestra doesn't have one, or you literally fall in love with it, which is probably the best.
But an instrument of that size can, it sort of owns you as well, you know. You know, it's a big, if you're going to walk around with a cello, you're the cello person.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
yeah, yeah.
It's not like, nobody yeah. go, well, how many
no
cellos
dates.
Have we got?
No yeah. more dates for you. Well, the very famous cello player too, Andrew Lloyd Webber's brother, Julian Lloyd Webber, he plays cello.
The other Lloyd Webber, you mean?
Yeah, the cello Lloyd Webber. But, you know, so we're talking
about cello parts in your new musical?
People with names, you know, people that release albums as cello, like it happens, and, you know, working with all sorts of other artists. And so it appears on, you know, lots of music. It's just a beautiful sound, and it adds that flavor. Other artists that have used it, it's the Beach Boys and Good Vibrations, ELO, Pink Floyd. I mentioned the Beatles also yesterday, Strawberry
yeah,
Fields.
Yeah, they do some. That cello's another member of the band. That cello.
Yeah, so they wanted that sort of that classical feel to it.
Mm.
Now another thing we're not playing today, but there's cello covers on YouTube.
What?
Groups of cello players that will play Michael Jackson or heavy metal covers or goth music. It's really big. Well, you know, YouTube's opened up. Oh, no. What is he?
Sure must have one here.
Rasputina.
Yeah,
that's,
yeah.
That's the all-girl cello band.
All-girl cello band. Hoo-hoo.
Rasputina. Good name.
This is a band called Apocalyptica.
Yep.
Who just play Metallica songs on cello. Well, that may not be a cello, that may be a...
Sounds more viola, doesn't it? But yeah, no, you're right, they
I'll
do
just,
cello.
I'll just forward it to the heavy bits, hang on.
Grunt. So does it work or not, you know? Well, and visually they're cool too.
I'm going to play the original later on the show.
They kind of bang their heads and they get really into it. Like, they're, you know, it's one of those things people share on Facebook.
Yeah.
You know, so I don't know how much people are buying the albums or loving it, but it's definitely sort of a quirky thing that people are digging.
We were talking about big instruments. We were talking about the tuba and the sousaphone last weekend, and this one's definitely.
It's large. It's large, but not as large as the bass. You know, it's biggest brother. Is this our last track?
It is. I whacked it on now because it's got about a minute before it hits in.
So it hits in the cello.
Yeah. This is a band from Seattle called Nirvana.
Don't know if you've heard
how I'm around anymore.
And this is from the Unplugged. This is the live. So, you know, you got to picture the Persian carpet, right?
Yeah.
And the candles.
Stools.
Yeah, and stools. And
the disdain for the audience.
And the But yeah, having that cello player live on stage. Yeah,
I wonder whose idea that was. Because it's quite genius, whoever thought that, put a cello in there.
It doesn't steal the show, does it? It just enhances.
Yeah, sort of mirroring what he's doing there.
It's my favourite cello so far of the day.
Cello of the day, or?
Cello of the day.
Goes to your butt. It's warm but sad.
Yeah, it is warm but sad. A bit like Nirvana.
So just roll yourself up in that Persian carpet and cry.
This song's not very peppy, is it?
No, I'm really bummed now. This really harshed my eyes.
I think this is quite morbid. Well, not morbid, but just melancholic. And then... Because I think the cello in this case brings it to a new, it warms it.
There's a lot of gesticulation going on in the studio.
Yeah, I'll do it again.
Oh, yeah, he's like conducting.
Look at this, watch this. And I would be conducting on, I'd say, now. Is that how you conduct? I've always thought that maybe we could do that for a hard one to do on radio, though, isn't it? I've always thought conducting. Are you just making that up, or you?
Oh yeah.
I suppose not, though.
Oh no, I've seen some great jazz conductors that it's just their hands just right by their.
Do you know one of the greatest conductors of music is in the world? James Brown. He was one of the greatest. You watch that guy, man. Just the turn of a wrist.
Yep.
Woo.
Yep. Well, you know, because he fined them if they did it wrong. He was a taskmaster.
And they've been learning music all their lives, and then they suddenly get, oh, we don't do it in that timing, we do it in special magic timing.
So if I
wanted to learn cello, where would I go to learn cello?
Oh, you know, like any musical school, you know, the sort of music education center, the place where kids would go to learn. And you'd have to rent one, they're too expensive to buy.
Yep.
But a lot of schools will have cellos that they've already bought. So it's a good thing to get your kids to start on and
like rental togs, but cellos.
rental togs.
So more hygienic, and but I would say maybe
spread legs on the back of those cellos.
Maybe start with the violin, and then move down to cello. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks, Nirvana.
Okay.
Great album, that one. That Unplugged in New York album.
Okay.
I can't help but notice over your shoulder you've got an artist written down there that I love greatly.
Blood Orange.
He is cello as well.
Yes.
Awesome.
Yes. Yeah. All the tracks. I hate when I do that. All the tracks you didn't play, but you know you can only play three.
Yeah.
But this is good because
we played four though. We played Pocket
Prunes. That's right. Yeah. That's right. So we jammed it in.
Giving listeners some Spotify.
It's ideas. Friday. That's right.
To do their own research.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
If I was on top of things, I'd create Spotify playlists for each week.
Hey, one day we'll do it.
One day.
Yeah. Something to look forward to. Cool. Hey, Amanda, do we know what we're going to do next week?
You're going to laugh and no one's going to listen if I say it, but it's so good.
Okay, so should we leave it as a surprise or would you want to give us a hint?
But no one will listen.
I'll turn the mics off and you can tell us.
Then you can decide. All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, tune in to Travelling Tunes next week.
Oh,
You're wrong. That is not boring at all.
Okay.
That is awesome.
Okay. Phew, I thought it was bad.
No, ladies and gentlemen, the Doctor will be joining us again next week for Travelling Tunes as we celebrate. I'm serious.
Okay.
The cowbell. Yeah! Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. Woo!
That was Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zimke.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.